sack coming in and the money on fold. Gotta put a stamp on stamp it. Yeah, hit a plate, scrub it off the plate. Hey, gotta put the camp on camp it. Pussy ass nigga always talking that tough shit. Nigga put a date on date it. On. Everybody sitting at the table around here. Yeah, there's a lot of place on it.
Running through the money and the bitch keep calling. Hold up, she gon' have to wait on it. VVS diamond dripping on my t-shirt. Reach for it, I'ma push your face on it. Rolls Royce truck on the way, cashed out for it. Still had to wait on it. Plug fucked around, sent the wrong damn kind. Nigga still had to pay for it. Pack coming in on iPhone.
Yeah, we back at it again. Why we do what we do, part two. More of the people aspect of it, you know what I mean, and society. And I'm gonna just touch down on y'all with that. And far as, yo, why we do what we do, like, we don't, we like relationships. And far as, like, it's people who's married, friends that's married, relatives may be in a marriage, or some friends, parents may be in the marriage, or, you know, you see people around you. But we don't know the reasoning they getting married, or the reasoning why they getting divorced. You know, we don't know what's on the mind of our other significant other, as far as your fiance or who you dating, boyfriend, girlfriend, or some strings, just strings attached, you feel me? But we, as people, like, you know, it's our thinking process. Like, I know that ain't my type of fire, you know. I don't have no Roman in that category, you feel me? Like, I ain't really see it too much, and I ain't see it in my household. Like, you know, I've been seeing fires with my grandparents being married and all, but other than that, like, man, we would the people around me, I know, as far as they parents or they married or anything like that, you know, and they do get a divorce or something, you know, it's a lot more thinking to that. As far as deep thinking, that I mentioned is, as far as you gotta be, think about financial, your stability, security. You even gotta think about kids and the effect that it's causing, and the damage that may be done, you feel me? Like, it also can be hurt. And as far as where I say is a physical, mental, physical and a emotional state of mental state, you feel me? Like, it's not so much verbal, you know, but it's definitely more emotional, mental, and physical state dealing with why we do what we do, the effect that it has on us as people, and the effect they may have on you, you know. And and you will never know what the outcome may be, you know. It could break us or make us. Like, them decisions that's being made on what we do, you know, it either go up or down. Like, is you gonna backtrack or you gonna progress? Like, these decisions that will marinate on the mind, though. Some decisions marinate on the mind where you gotta do some hard, deep thinking about something, on a decision. I ain't gonna say something. You gotta do some hard, deep thinking to come down to a decision on what you wanna do. You know, yeah, at the end of the day, you gotta think about your life on some standpoints of things, like, far as for yourself, like, even with me, like, you can't forget about yourself. Like, I forgot about myself, you know, and that's not cool, because you gotta love yourself first. You know, you come down making decisions, doing for everybody, and everybody, you saying yes and doing stuff, and as soon as you say no, it don't do nothing. You know, you see the real colors, you feel me? And it's crazy it be like that. And especially when it comes from your own family, you know? And I'll be honest, like, it hurt a little bit. It hurt a little bit. Like, it'll touch you a little bit, because you wouldn't expect that from family. But it's crazy how your own family can even do you in, you feel me? But even why somebody intentions was to rob a bank. Man, they robbing that bank for we don't know their reasoning why they robbing that bank, why they doing what they doing. Like, they running up in this bank to go stick up. You know, the empty that bank out for his cash. Like, anybody go rob. Everybody think about robbing a bank. It niggas on everybody's mind. You know what I mean? Like, but most of us know, like, you know, we not going to do that, though. Like, you know, damn, we ain't that hired up on no money. You know what I mean? Shoot, that's the root of all evil. You know what I mean? The money make the gold go around. You feel me? But basically, it's they may rob that bank because they might be needing some financial freedom. They kids need it for their kids, medical reason. They might owe somebody some money, or they got a ransom. You know, or they got to pay some bill, or they in some type of debt and they trying to get out just to put back on balance. You feel me? Or whatever the situation may be, getting away or getting somewhere, you know? But we never will know the true intentions and the reason why that person or these group of people went to go rob this bank. Man, why is they putting chemicals in our food? You feel me? Like, everything's supposed to be natural, because everything's supposed to be natural for us, you know. Like, we digesting chemicals. What's our reason putting any chemicals in our food that's messing up our health? You know, that's deteriorating us. Man, our body is so polluted and filled with all types of toxins and chemicals since we was a kid. And they ain't telling us the reason why. They're telling us we need a detox and giving us a reason why. Like, and they been doing this for all this time, and you telling me y'all can't even acknowledge the fact that y'all doing something wrong. Like, and that, as far as, look at this population control. You know, everything got a profit. Everything got to have a balance. Man, shoot it. The pharmaceuticals need business. They need people sick. They need people in pain. You know what I mean? We want you to stay sick. We want you to stay in pain. Because we got to get paid too. You know? Yeah, this fruit here, $1, $2, can help you with your life. But come see us. We got something that's better than some digestion or some type of nutrients or food. That'll help you. Like, we give you something that way powerful, way more quicker to diagnose you, to stimulate or treat whatever cure whatever pain or whatever's harming you to your body. You feel me? And that shit crazy. And we just don't understand this GMO. You feel me? That GMO. GMO free, you feel me? Like, a lot of stuff is being engineered these days, and people not waking to it, you know. And we need to, like our state, you know what I mean? Like I said, we all share common ground here. Like, I feel like we gotta think about our kids and our family on things, like, cause man, they doing a lot of stuff behind doors that's setting us up for destruction in this country, and even bringing destruction amongst ourselves. But we and that's more of a mental slavery. That's more of a mental slavery, and we got to overcome that. We got to overcome that. Like I said, we the people. We outnumber the government. We outnumber them. So they really don't have no chance to get us against us. Like, they can't kill us all. They can't kill us all. You feel me? Like, shoot, why that person went ahead and why the man backstab his friend? Why he backstab his friend like that? Like, why he do some son shiesty, you know what I mean, for his man to be put in harm's way? You feel me? Like, and some of that stimulate down to his reason why he probably getting more money than me, or he getting more women than me, or, you know, or he living better than me, you know. though. Everybody show him love. Why everybody respect this dude, man? Why he always is, he always happy? You know what I mean? Like, what? You know, jealousy and envy. Jealousy and envy, you feel me? Some people don't even want to see you strive. They don't want to see you make it. Like, they rather see you down, you feel me? Like, some people may fear some other people. Now, that and they fear they another person dominance, you know? But that come down to your confidence. That's your confidence. Like, your inner being. Like, your self-esteem and everything. You gotta raise that bar on that. You can't be having that in your blood walking around like that. You know what I mean? Like, we can't deal with people like that. Those the ones who weak. They weak. And weak-minded. And, oh, so what's your reason to go ahead and mess with this chick, you feel me? Like, why you go ahead and do something like that? Like, what's your reasoning? Like, why you trying to, oh, you getting back at him? Oh, for what? You know? Like, these reasons why people do what they do. Like, they don't have no, or they just cold-hearted. You feel me? Like, those don't give a fuck. Like, if it's they mans or they just, I mean, or they just know that person. You know how I just know them. You know, I mean, it's like that in my town. You know, the town's small, but it's big in population-wise. But town's so small, everybody mess with everybody. Everybody know everybody, you know? And that's real talk. And so, you basically might as well say you slept with everybody. You feel me? Like, everybody slept with everybody. You know? And that shit crazy. And also, like, Even Some cat hustling. You feel me? Like, I know some cats that's out here hustling. You know, they got their reasons. Like, why they hustling? You know, they probably didn't have a lot when they was young. You know, whatever their situation may be at home, you know, it probably won't be. It probably is not the greatest situation to them in their eyes. You know, they not the circumstances they want to be living in, the conditions they maybe want to live in, and be want to be living in. They feel like, you know, they see everybody else around them with good condition of living, or Even as far as their lifestyle, you feel me? Like, even with the parenting, and that all plays a factor, even within a society, you know what I mean? And there's no other outlet for them, or it's the people that's in their ear, just degrading them, you know, not even lifting their spirit up or motivating them to even go further than what they is, but keeping them stuck at a minimum in society, not to progress, and leave them to, this is what you going to do, and this is all you going to know, and this is why you going to do it. You feel me? And even with the school systems, and it comes down to it, you know why some cats hustle, you know, or it's a family thing, you feel me? Or, yo, they gonna show me love out here if I ain't getting it at home. You know what I mean? Like, and it shouldn't be like that. It's not supposed to be like that. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? Somebody in your family gonna love you. Somebody in your family love you. Ain't no way nobody, the whole family can't just deal with somebody. Like, and it's crazy, and it be situations like that for some people. You feel me? These cats going out here hustling, risking their lives every day, you know what I mean? Because their reasoning is, you know what I mean, they want to shine. Their reason is, like, they need, they want the money. Reason is, they want a better life for themselves, lifestyle, you know what I mean, living condition-wise, you feel me? But, they got their family to feed. I mean, and even a cat robbing somebody, you know what I mean? And that's even, yo, what's the reason why you robbing that cat? Because he got more than you or something, you know what I mean? You gotta go stick this nigga up because you want some hate and shit. You know what I mean? Like, like it's crazy though, you feel me? And even with women and men, like, yo, why you cheat? Why you do what you do? Or even if you single, you know what I mean? You ain't cheating or nothing, but you single, you on some wild shit, you on your savage shit, you feel me? What's your reason? Some people single for a reason, you know? Everybody got a reason why they probably single, or a reason why they want to be in a relationship. You know what I mean? It's men and women that wants to get married. So they didn't want to be in a relationship with that significant other that they feel like that's going to suit them for the rest of their life. They feel happy with. You feel me? They can see themselves building and progressing and establishing a family with. Being spending their life with. They putting their trust in and all in with that person, you know? They invested. But also, it's crazy. Like, why you go ahead and did what you did to that person? You feel me? Like, your significant other, like, what did they do for you to do this? It's a reason for you going behind your spouse's back doing this, because you wouldn't just be doing it. You know, you got it's intentions behind the thinking process of doing things, and it's crazy, and we know how we doing these things, we know why we doing it, and we can't be, how you doing, Auntie Gail? And we can't be just in a state of mind of like, you in fault when being the victim, when you the one was just doing what you was doing and feel like doing what you did because you feel like it may be right. Why I went ahead and why did I cheat? You know what I mean? I have my reason why I cheated. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, it was more, shoot, I was giving the game early, at an early age. Like, I was giving the whole 4-1, 101 inside and out on a woman, you feel me? And learning different movements from women. You know what I mean? Every woman is different. You know what I mean? Every woman is different. Every woman went through something in her life and experienced something. And when I be hearing these stories that the women will share with me, you know what I mean? Like, and it's crazy. But it's awesome. Like, man, I gotta hear this dude's side. Like, I don't know. I know I won't talk to dude, but you know what I mean? I know he got a side of the story too. You know, like, they gonna tell you what you want to hear, you feel me, and tell you what make them feel good, to keep them feeling good, and so they won't feel bad about the situation. You know what I mean? That go both ways. You know, they don't want to feel like, yo, they got played, or they was being a sucker and shit like that. But yo, at the end of the day, like, yo, this is what happens. It's like, it's not supposed to happen, but it happens. You know what I mean? This is the reality of it. It's just reality. Like they say, men cheat because it's in our nature. Like, yeah, they say it's our nature, but just because it's in our nature doesn't mean we gotta recommend, I mean, basically command to doing that. Like no, we don't got to, you know. And we could be faithful and loyal. You feel me? Like, we could be faithful and loyal. Like, we could just commit to one woman. I mean, that's an easy task. I'm not gonna lie. It's an easy task, and it's not so easy of a task, because you know what I mean. You got temptation that's gonna be flying at you in different directions, in all sorts of ways. So you gotta be strong in the mind and physically to overcome that. You know what I mean? Or definitely overpower that. And so, like I say, I just give examples of me, far as me, like seeing like shit. Man. Like I said, I just felt like it was me, because I kind of knew the scoop on them. Like, man, too much one-on-one on a woman. And like, I've been on both sides of the fence. Shit, I did the playing and been played too. You feel me? And I just know me doing playing and me and the play come back around. That's karma. You feel me? Like, I believe in that. So I know it's real. So it definitely come back around on you. Shoot, that's the universe working. You feel me, man? That universe, a main thing. You feel me? Like, a main thing. And but you gotta think about, but see, yeah, sometimes we don't think about the other person, cause we just being selfish in our own thoughts. You know what I mean? We in our bubble, you know, our aura, where we blocking everything of a communication on outlet on the outside of us. So we not in tune whatever we hear from the outside of our bubble, our aura we in, cause it's more of a, what is I could say is, it's more on, man, I just caught a brain fart, y'all, I'm sorry. But it's more you, dang, I really caught a brain fart, y'all. Like, let me just get my word of thought. Let me just gather myself. Like, I'm sorry. But yeah, the effect though, you know what I mean? Like, You hurting and damaging your other significant other, you feel me? And we gotta be truthful with ourselves about some things we do. And we know the truth to some things we do. And some things we do, why we do what we do, we take to the grave with us, you feel me? And that's real talk. Like, some things be taken to the grave, and we know that. You know what I mean? Well, relatives that's older in the family and the generation, you know, they, man, it's some things you don't find out until it's time for them to go. Or they, you find out some things that just blow your mind when they gone that you didn't know about, but they told this person and they telling everybody. You know what I mean? Or they want that message to be heard, that from that person to everybody. You feel me? But man, it's crazy. Like, and you could definitely cause some hurt to, and that's emotion right there. And that's where I say it's emotion and physical. That's emotion and physical. You feel me? And even like I said, in some verbal, because you gotta speak it. You gotta speak and explain yourself if it come down to a situation of that being. If that person may find out, your significant other may find out or anything like that, or you decided you feel some type of guilt of a conscience, you got to explain yourself just to get that off your chest, because you don't want that sitting on you heavy, because it even can cause sickness. Because sometimes these decisions we make, we got to really think, because like I said, it is the effect it has on us and the people around us. You feel me? And it goes a long way. Like, we don't, like, also, like, far as, man, another situation, like, man, why I ain't go play college ball? I have my reasonings on why I didn't play, because I wanted to think on my own. I was on my own. I'm going to college, you know what I mean? Like, I'm my own person. I can think for myself. I'm doing my own. I'm making my own decisions. You know what I mean? I'm in the real world now. Like, Let me figure this out. Let me figure this out. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get it right. Like, I know people is gonna be feeling some type of way, probably mad if I didn't continue to play. But this is me. I feel like I had more gift and talent than just legs. I feel like I was blessed with a mind, because a mind is a weapon. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful weapon. You feel me? Like, the mind is so creative and complex. And it's so big that it can take us to different heights and measures, you feel me? And we gotta understand that. And the mind elevates. And it just, when the mind elevates, it signals through the whole body, like even our inner being, you feel me? Like on some real spiritual connection. But as far as what I'm saying, like, man, we gotta accept and acknowledge what we do. And we really gotta take consideration of why we do these things, cause it affects a whole lot of aspects and so much dynamic in our lives, our family, friends, our kids, our society, our world, even our community. You know, it goes a long way, and it's so much depth into why we do what we do. And I'm just glad I was able to go ahead and speak with y'all. Y'all already know, straight raw, no sugarcoat. And we definitely gonna be back dropping that flavor for y'all. You know what I mean? If you got your scummer, that's your weed, go ahead and roll and light that shit. You got your drink in your cup, go ahead and pour that shit, cause we in here. You feel me? But it's your boy King Himalaya. Go check me out on Facebook, Himalaya Allen. That's Facebook, Himalaya Allen. On Instagram, Scorpio_Daddy. That's Scorpio_Daddy. Or King_Chocolate_88. That's King_Chocolate_88 on Instagram. So I definitely appreciate y'all for tuning in, showing y'all support and love. And we definitely will be back with another segment to bring to y'all. So I'ma just leave it off to y'all like this, man. One time for the man Nips, R.I.P. to that king. And I'ma give y'all this flavor just to rock out. But y'all have a blessed day, and welcome to Island Breeze Podcast.
But she know it's true. Ocean views, small circle, it's a chosen few. I wrote it down and I followed through. I bought a pound and we rode the few. I talk shit, but she know it's true. Blessings, bitches in my section. Yeah, with all this money, I'm obsessive. Weapons, turning off y'all extras.